Hold fast to it. Keep saying it. Keep doing it. Keep walking in the light of it. Don't let those things, doubt and unbelief, hinder you. Faith always works. Say that with me. Faith always works. Say it again. Faith always works. Why? Because it is God's guaranteed covenant to us in Jesus. I'm going to say it again. It is God's guaranteed covenant to us in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Always work. That's why you get in your heart. You keep on. Some things, listen to me. Some things I have to deal with now. Because I was programmed that way. Religious stuff. You have to guard. When you getting rid of something, you have to guard getting around old folks still like that. Y'all be hear what I'm saying? Because they'll talk you right back into it. You have to separate yourself when you're dealing with a certain issue in your life. You have to separate yourself from them folks and stop running with, because if you keep on running, they'll hold you right there. And you know you got to deal with it. So, I'm going to help them. Yeah, okay. And every time you run over, you listen to what they say. You just sitting there. How you going to help them? And they doing all the talking. But you going to help them. You have to separate yourself till you get yourself in a place. And then when the Lord said go. And the Lord said go, then you can help them. Did you know some people don't want nothing? You have to find somebody that wants something. I know I'm preaching. Why waste your time on somebody or something, somebody that don't want anything, and there's somebody crying out, will you help me? Will you help me? Will you teach me? Will you show me? And you waste your time over here, and this don't want nothing. Hebrews 7:22. This is what God said. This is the Amplified Bible. Hebrews 7:22. In keeping with the oath, greater strength and force. In keeping with the oath. See, God made an oath. And keeping with that oath. Greater strength and force. Here it is. Jesus has become the guarantee. God made an oath of greater strength and force. And Jesus is that greater strength and force. Because Jesus has become the guarantee of a better, stronger agreement, a more excellent and more advantageous covenant. That means there is no other covenant like this one. The words you preach must be mixed with faith. And that's why I got what I preach to you, I got to mix faith with it. The words you hear, you must mix faith with it. If you don't, that word that you hear will not profit you. It will hinder your faith. Remember, faith speaks and faith acts. Listen to this one, and then I close. I'm a close on time today, somehow. Say, hurry up, because you might miss it. I'm going to hit it this time. For Hebrews 4:2, And we just have to pick up here the next time. Hebrews 4 and 2. For indeed, we have had the glad tidings gospel of God proclaimed to us, just as truly as the Israelites of old did, when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them. Why didn't the message benefit them? Because it was not mixed with faith, with them that lean, with the leaning of the entire personality on God, and absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, goodness, by those who heard it. Neither were they united in faith with the one Joshua and Caleb who heard did believe. They made it and the rest of them didn't. And it's 11:29. I was trying to get some more minutes in. 11:59. Some hindrance to your faith. Hallelujah. It's time for the saints to arrive. Step out and change some things. You, me, us together. Hallelujah. So, what do you want to do? Do we want to continue on the same road that we've been on, or are we going to change something?